Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 4th, 2023. 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friends from the Southfield County YMCA. We'll talk with Joe, Renee, and Chelsea. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, we have with us Reverend Beth Habhager from the Wisconsin Rapids and Moravian Church. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
It's been way too long.
Yes, it has.
It's just been so long.
Forever.
Beth, appreciate the time today and the ability to be able to put some focus on the Moravian Church and
yeah.
the great things that they are offering over there. We do this a little bit on the morning show when you join us and touch on these things, but we mm-hmm. can really get in our hands in the dirt today and really dive into this subject. And one of the things that you guys are doing over there we greatly appreciate is hosting a blood drive.
That's right. This year is the first year since I've been here that we've been able to do something like this. And we are glad to be working with an organization called Versity Blood Centers, and they collect blood for hospitals and that stay here in Wisconsin. So all of the blood collected stays here in Wisconsin. And one of the hospitals that they specifically help is the Marshfield Hospital. So if people come to the church and they donate blood, the blood that they give will probably be given to patients in need at Marshfield Hospital. So we are thrilled to be a part of that ministry. So on Thursday, April 27th, from noon to 4 p.m., the public is welcome to come in and help us as we seek to support this wonderful outreach and gift of life. So we're about new life in many, many ways, and this is just one of the ways that we can do that. There is a website. They do prefer to have appointments scheduled, but we will take some walk-ins. So if you're interested, there is information on our website. If you go to wrmoravian.org and click the Activities tab, scroll down a little bit and you'll find that blood drive, or you can call 877-232-4376 or visit the versity.org/WI website, and our sign-up sheet will be there as well.
We have, especially in our community, but I believe communities across the country, we have people that are looking for ways to give back, mm-hmm. ways to do good in their community, but not everybody's got the finances or the time on their schedule to be able to do something. Most everybody's got an hour.
Right.
Most everybody's got about an hour that you can put aside. And donating blood is one of the more, I wouldn't say easy, but simpler ways of giving to you back to your community, of investing in your community.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that the blood stays here in Wisconsin. If,
yes.
if everybody does that in every state doing a lot better.
Right. Right.
It's a great way to contribute, a great way to give back.
Absolutely. And of course, there are always snacks and things like that. So after you donate, so in addition to what they bring, we're going to be recruiting our lovely women in the congregation to bake a little things. And you know, there's nothing better than church women's baked goods.
Absolutely. Could not agree with that more. Could not agree with that more. Yes.
So if you need some incentive, mm-hmm. come for the treat.
There's plenty of people that love that cookie after they donate.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is even better than that.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say nothing.
Bars and cake and, you know, you never know what's going to be there.
Can't top that.
No, you can't.
It's a great one. When is that again, Beth?
That's coming up on Thursday, April. So it's this month yet, April 27th, from noon to 4 p.m.
Plenty more going on with the church as well.
Yeah.
You have something else coming up we wanted to touch on?
Well, every week through the end of April at least. Mm. So there's the possibility that we may be extending it. So keep your eyes and ears open. There's no definitive plan at this point, but we've got our Winter's Farmers Market that we're hosting. It's down in our fellowship hall. It's Saturday mornings starting at 9 a.m. and it goes through 1 p.m. And vendors can come in, and we've had jewelry, we've had baked goods, we've had fry pies. Just about anything that you can imagine has been down there. And it's different vendors, different weeks. So there's no 2 weeks it's the same. We've had as few as four, as many as 15 to 20. Mm. So we are looking to have the community come and join us and see what we've got. It's, again, it's in our fellowship hall, which is our lower level. don't let that stop you, because we are fully accessible. We have a ramp going into the building. We have an elevator that will take you down to where everything is and get you then back up. So we are accessible to anybody and everybody. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, even if you don't buy anything, you get a chance to interact with other members of the community and with these vendors and learn a little bit more about what they're doing.
Certainly, it's great to be able to support local, to support these vendors, support people in these different industries. We always want those opportunities. I'm glad you brought up the fun part of this, though, too. It's a really fun experience. It's a really fun chance to be able to not only look at some things that you're probably not going to, you're not going to be able to find at like a department store or anything like that. But you're also, again, investing in your community. You're helping your community.
Absolutely.
You're helping these vendors do the work that they're doing.
These are independent business people. So a lot of them, it's not just a supplement to their income. It may be their only income. And so coming to see what they have to offer is always a wonderful thing. And the amount of smiles, James, that you see down there and the interactions is just phenomenal. And the people that are there are looking to have more vendors. So it's not that they're looking to compete with each other. They want everybody's to succeed.
Yeah.
So they are asking for other vendors to consider coming and joining us. And if that's something that you do, if you have a side business, if you sell clothes, if you are like even a Mary Kay representative or a Scentsy or something like that, we would love to have you come get a booth. And if you want information about how to do that, you can go to our website again, wrmoravian.org. We have a specific tab that says Winter's Farmers Market. And in there, there are two different areas. There's one for the public to give you information about what's going on. And then there's another tab specifically for vendors, and it will give you an outline as how much a booth would cost, if you want to do a whole season, if you want to do consecutive weeks, if you want just 1 week, and what kind of paperwork we might need just to be have everybody covered, to make sure everybody's on the up and up. So that's a wonderful place to go to learn about that.
Yeah, what a great option, too, for people to be able to open that up for not just your, I think, what you're used to at a market, but having anybody being able to use this and stuff. It makes, you got the room, and it helps the community. And again, it gives us more fun things to check out.
Yeah, and we always like people coming in and out of our building. You know, we're here for the community, and we want to be a part of the community. So our doors are open. Come check it out.
And if you're a vendor and you're interested in this, or somebody who consider it could be a vendor, again, we encourage you to go to wrmoravian.org. You'll find that tab all the way to the right and look into more about the farmers market.
And if you're curious to see, you know, what some of these vendors look like or what's been happening in the past, go to our Facebook page. So the farmers market has its own Facebook page, Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market. And we try to go live if we can. We also try to give a preview probably by Friday of who we're expecting. You know, if we know that we've got certain vendors that are going to be there, we'll say, here are some of the vendors that'll be there. And there might be more that weren't listed, but you'll know at least some of those. And then often we try to go around and take pictures or videos so you can see, here's what's available this week and what's been, and you can look and see what's been available in the past.
That's really smart. That's a great way to do this. I think that if there is any, you know, and I'm nitpicking, but if there's anything about markets that we don't always enjoy is we don't always know what's going to be there.
Right.
That's a nice preview. The preview idea is a really good idea. Mm-hmm. That's great.
And we're always open to suggestions. Maybe there is a vendor that you like in the summer farmers market that you haven't seen yet in the winter's farmers market. Let us know, and we will try to reach out and say, hey, are you aware of this opportunity? I know in some weeks we've had some competition with other different vendors. You know, markets and things like that have come up, different vendors events that have been around. But we're still here and we're still going and we're still looking to have people check us out and for vendors to come share their goods.
Speaking with Reverend Beth Habhager from the Moravian Church, and wanted to talk about, of course, this time of year, book drives. We're looking for books, that kind of thing. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Not quite yet. Not quite yet. That, and that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. We are indeed going to be doing our community book sale again this year. I know we had to take a couple hiatus years because of COVID. Last year we came back and we came back strong. Mm-hmm. It was so well received and we had so many donations, which was great. We tend, our plan is that we will have a bin out in front of the church starting Memorial Day weekend. So the last weekend in May, as you're doing your spring cleaning, if you get those books and you say, hey, I know that the Moravian Church, leave your box at home just for another month and a half. Just give us the 6 weeks so that we can finish what we're doing at our church as well. And then starting that weekend, Memorial Day weekend, we all summer are looking for those books. Please bring them by. We'll have a bin outside of our entrance off the parking lot. You can set them there if nobody's in the office, or if somebody's in the office, you can bring them on into the building and we'll get them. And we spend the entire summer, and especially the month of September, sorting all of those books and getting them out and ready so that we've got a wonderful event for people to come to. Mm. And if you're looking to see when that's going to be, if you plan ahead, our dates for this year are October 12th, 13th, and 14th. So Thursday and Friday, we're going to be open from 8:30 this year. So we're opening a little bit early and going to 6 p.m. So we're closing a little bit early. So this year, our times will be a little bit adjusted. But that Thursday and Friday will be open starting at 8:30 and going to 6. And then that Saturday, we're open at 8:30 and going to 2. So we've extended our Saturday offering. So those are some of the things to look forward to. There are all sorts of books. And all of the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds leave the building. We do not keep them. They go towards scholarships at Mid-State.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, one of the mission of our church is sharing Christ, serving people. So one of the ways that we serve is by offering opportunities to be able to give back. And we love this opportunity to be able to give back to help people grow in their education.
Most everybody's got some books that they don't need. But what are there specific types of books we're looking for, or types of books we don't take?
We don't take textbooks. So if you've got textbooks from college that you're like, okay, I'm ready to get rid of these, maybe no, we're not looking for those either. But, you know, fiction, nonfiction, children's books, we usually have our entire stage is filled with different levels of children's. We've got some people that come specifically looking for romance novels. So yes, we will take romance novels. Cookbooks, anything that you can think of, we will take those. And we also are taking CDs, DVDs. We had LP records that were donated last year that found a home. So, you know,
that's cool.
Yeah. So we're looking for all sorts of things.
Board games.
Another one.
I know in years past I've seen board games there. I wasn't sure if you were still doing that. Okay, cool.
We're trying to avoid magazines and Reader's Digest. I know in the past we've had them, but this year we're really asking not to have those be donated.
That is one of those things so many people collected, Reader's Digest. Like there's so many people out there who got like 80 magazines of those or something. That's a good. This is a great event. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it.
Absolutely.
Again, want you to keep this in mind, start planning for this, bookmarking this and everything, and get the, maybe as you're doing your spring cleaning, putting those books aside.
Right.
We'll bring them out later.
We do want them, just not quite yet.
Yeah.
Give us till the end of May.
Beth, we have a moment here, some time here to kind of stretch our legs a little bit and talk about some other things. And one of the things that I thought would be fun and beneficial to the audience that we don't always get a chance to do on the morning show when we talk about the Moravian Church is not only talk about the message of the Moravian Church, but the essence of it, if you will.
Okay.
Which maybe be splitting hairs here a little bit. But what I'm going at is the acceptance that you guys have. I've mentioned this before on the air. I have spent my life very comfortable with the topic of religion, but not always around religious people. I remember being a young kid and being around a family rabbi friend and being very nervous around him all the time that I wasn't Jewish enough. Being around my Nana or some other members on my dad's side of the family, not thinking I was Catholic enough, that kind of thing. And not that anybody made me feel that way, just personally I did. And just kind of growing up with that, I was never that comfortable being in the room or talking with religious people, especially people of the cloth, if I'm wording that right. You and I, I've never had any issue talking with you.
No.
I've never had any problems with doing that. And the comfort level talking with you about any subject has never been a hesitancy. I don't fear of swearing in front of you or any of these things. Some of the stuff that a lot of us, and especially just speaking for myself, I have in the past. And we got talking about this one day, and you started it because I did not know much about Moravians and the church. I've studied quite literally every religion, but I don't remember everything, and I don't. There's a lot of religions. My experience with Moravians, I was in a church softball league, And I didn't, wasn't obviously a church member.
Right.
And my, the kid I was down there, Aiden's like, just tell them, you know, because I'm a ringer basically. And he's like, just tell them you're a Moravian. Because there's a Moravian church like a ways away or something like that. And they wouldn't know. And the coach of the other team comes up to me and he says, hey, and he's trying to feel me out here and everything. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'm a Mormon. I'm a Marvin. I said I'm a Marvin. And my buddy I'm playing catch with and everything falls down laughing so hard. I don't have a lot of experience with this. And in the time knowing you, knowing mm-hmm. Seth, and getting to know you guys more and understanding things over there better, I understand so much more. But one of the things I want to get through here is the essence is something that I don't know if it's common knowledge and the mm-hmm. The understanding of acceptance
right.
and welcoming all.
Yes. Well, the Moravian motto, and it's not original to us, but we have adapted it and tried to live it out as much as we can, is in essentials, unity, and non-essentials, liberty, in all things, love. And so it helps us understand we don't have to agree on everything when it comes to faith, as long as we have that core belief that's similar. And for us, the essential is that God creates, God redeems, God blesses, and we respond with faith, love, and hope. And so God loves God's children. Being a parent, it helps me understand a little bit more in depth as to the type of relationship that God is looking for. I love my children unconditionally. I don't always agree with what they do, and sometimes they make me mad. Mm. But that doesn't mean I stop loving them. And I show them grace, and I show them understanding, and I try to help them grow into being the human beings that they can be. And I believe that's the same way with God, and I think that's what our denomination believes as well. We don't all have to agree with the hows, but we can agree that we are all called to love, that we are all loved by God, and that we can all share God's love equally. Mm-hmm. And so we are very welcome, and we try not to. One of the core documents of our denomination is called the Covenant for Christian Living, because like all denominations, we have gone through conflict as well. So back in the 1700s, because this is a piece of knowledge that not a lot of people know, mm-hmm. we are the oldest Protestant denomination in the world. Mm-hmm. So we predate Luther. We predate Wesley. And in mm-hmm. fact, we've influenced both mm-hmm. Luther and Wesley as they've founded their denominations. And for us, it was because we believed that God should be accessible to the people. And in the 1400s, when we were starting in the Catholic Church, all of the services were held in Latin. So unless you had an education, you didn't understand what was going on in worship. Hmm. You didn't understand the words, and you had to believe exactly what was told to you. And a priest by the name of John Huss said, you know what? We're all equal in God's eyes. Therefore, we should all have the same access to God. So he began to lead worship services in the language of the people. He began to translate the Bible into the language of the people. He started having services that the people were able to participate in. And he was against the sale of indulgences. That you know, you can't buy God's forgiveness, first of all. God just forgives. Mm-hmm. And that was a form of corruption. And so he began to live that out and ended up being burned at the stake for heresy because he opposed this in the Catholic Church. Mm. And a group of his followers, 40 years later, founded the Moravian Church in the province of Moravia in the Czech Republic. So that's how we get our denominational name. It's not by a founder. It's by the location where we began.
Hmm. You've told me that one before, but it's still interesting to me. Still very, very interesting. I know that we're friends, but mm-hmm. I do have to do I have a job to do, so right. I do have to ask hardball questions sometimes.
Go ahead.
Is this Sunday the Super Bowl for you? Is Easter? Anything planned for Easter? Obviously, happy's planned, but what do you guys have going on over there?
We
this Sunday?
We are crazy because in the Moravian Church, starting in the 1700s, we have a second service early in the morning. Mm. And depending on where you are, it will change. It's called the Easter Dawn or Easter Sunrise service. Mm. And when we say that, we mean that. So several churches I've served, they will change the time of that service based on when sun rises.
Wow.
So we begin in the sanctuary. And the first words that we proclaim is the Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed because of our belief in Jesus being the Christ and the Messiah and rising from the dead. And so we begin in the sanctuary, but we stop halfway through the service and we go to the cemetery and we stand among the graves and we proclaim the resurrection and say, these are but the mortal shells, that we have now conquered death and we get to live forever. Mm. So our service this Sunday will be at 6 a.m. If you really want to know what Moravians believe, that is the service to come to, mm-hmm. because our liturgy that we have in that service really lays out, here's our faith, here's what we believe about mm-hmm. God, and here's why we believe it. And for us, it's not just about the individual. We are about community as well.
I mentioned I'm not a religious person or anything, but that's beautiful. I think that's really, I've mm-hmm. never heard of anything like that before. That is a really, that's, I like that you take that pause, that you, mm-hmm. the physical, you know, presence of being there and all mm-hmm. that, that really, you can't fake something like that. You have to be in that moment. You have to feel something, yeah. I would imagine.
Yeah. And it's probably my favorite service of the year. Mm, yeah, absolutely.
It is your Super Bowl. I know it is my Super Bowl.
Yeah, that one. It is exhausting because I mean, in some of the churches I've served, and the further east you go where we founded communities in the United States in the 1700s, and the more traditional they are, the tradition used to be that we have trombone choirs, and the trombone choir would be the accompanist, not a piano or any of that. Mm. And so the tradition out there is starting at like 3 o'clock in the morning, they go through the community. And they start playing Easter hymns on the trombones to wake people up to come to the church for this service.
Wow.
And the first church I served, that is still a tradition. So I would be up at 2 o'clock in the morning playing with the trombone choir. And we'd go through the community. And people would call the police.
Yeah, you know, I imagine.
You know, in the early 2000s, you move to a community and you hear on Easter morning all of this. And the police would say, those are the Moravians. They founded the community. Yeah, this is just how it is.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love that.
Welcome to the community.
Yeah, yeah. What a great tradition. But I love that story, too. That's fantastic. I did want to mention this as well, that this is a service that is open to the community.
All of our services are open to the community. Yeah. Doors wide open. You don't have to have ever come to a Moravian congregation. You can come from whatever background. Doesn't matter. You could be an atheist and are just curious about what is this God thing? What is this Moravian thing? We would welcome you. We are all about conversation. And so leading up to Sunday, and one of the things that makes it even more powerful to me is that each night during Holy Week, and we began last night at 7 p.m., yeah. we have shorter services. So last night's service was only 20 minutes long. Mm. But we read through the events of what happened to Jesus each day of that week, that last week of his life on earth. And that reminds us of the struggle, the lessons, the sacrifice that he made, so that when we gather on Sunday morning, it to me, it's all that much more powerful because we've walked that again.
Yeah.
So our services for Holy Week, normally like Sunday mornings, we live stream. So you can find us on YouTube as well as on Zoom. During Holy Week, we are just on Zoom. So don't try to find us on YouTube.
Okay.
But if you go to our website, WRMoravian.org. I may say that five more times before I'm done. You can click a link. So you go underneath worship and scroll down, and there's a link for all of our Holy Week services. And they're all at 7 o'clock this week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're in our smaller room in the social hall. But most Christian churches will have a Monday, Thursday, because that is the start of what we refer to as Holy Communion or Eucharist in the Catholic Church. So that is a communion service that almost any Christian really feels a pull to go to, because that's when it started, was Holy Week, that Thursday night before Jesus was crucified. Mm. So we've got that service in our sanctuary on Thursday night. We are doing a Good Friday Tenebrae service at 7 o'clock on Friday. Mm. So a tenebrae service is a service of shadow and lights. So we'll have candles set up, and as we read, we'll have seven different readings, and as we go through those readings, candles will be snuffed and the lights will start to go down. Mm. So that by the end of the service, there is a single light, and we will have what's called a Christ candle to represent Christ. It will stay lit, but it will be walked out of the sanctuary, and we leave in silence to honor the death that has happened and that we have just read about. And again, all of these services, Monday through Friday, the link is on our website, WRMoravian.org. Yeah. Click that link in Zoom. You can join us that way, or please feel free to come out and join us in person. Sunday morning, Our 6 a.m. sunrise service will probably be on Zoom. I don't know that we'll have it live streamed. Still working with our tech team. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that. But our 10:15 Easter service will definitely be on YouTube. So we live stream that at 10:15, and we also have that on Zoom as well.
And as Beth mentioned, that YouTube channel, just type in your search bar on YouTube, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, subscribe to their page, and it's a great way to keep up on all the nice videos and different things that they post. And those videos are still mm-hmm. there. There's from services weeks ago, they're up there, and you yep. can check those out.
Yep.
My dad jokes that he's behind. he's trying to catch up.
This is not a soap opera. Yeah, you don't have to have watched one episode to know the next one.
That's his only complaint, is there's no previously on. Like, there's, the episode starts, there's previously on. There's
no. There. No.
But he does enjoy it.
You can jump in anywhere.
Yeah. Let's remind people one more time before we let you go, Beth, about the blood drive coming up.
Yes, we're hosting a blood drive on Thursday, April 27th from noon to 4 p.m. At the church, and all of the blood that is given will stay here in the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Good to see you, Beth. Thank you again so much for the time. And that website, one more time, wrmoravian.org. Otherwise, type into your search bar on YouTube, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, and subscribe to their page.
Yes.
We'll talk again real soon. Good to
Sounds
see you, Beth.
Sounds good. You too.
We'll take a break right here. We'll talk with our friends from the Southwood County YMCA coming up on Morning Magazine here at WFHR.